Haute Couture, a podcast by Chanel.
Hello.
Do the interview with
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
When did you arrive?
I just got in yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are we going, Margaret?
The apartment of Gabrielle Chanel.
Do you know that Gabrielle Chanel, when she slept into the Ritz, and when she came back here, the doorman called and spread some number 5 perfume?
Are you serious?
No, it's true.
Oh, I want that treatment. So you arranged the same for me today?
Of course I did. Can you tell?
It smells fantastic.
If places could talk, Gabrielle Chanel's apartment would probably whisper two words over and over like a mantra: haute couture. Her whole life, Gabrielle Chanel only made haute couture. She first opened an atelier in Biarritz in 1915 and then arrived 3 years later in 1918 at the 31 Rue Cambon in Paris.
So you walk in, and there's all these Chinese screens, but it's wooden, it's red, it's incredibly detailed, and there's a beige carpet.
Yeah, because, you know why? Because it reminds me of the sand.
Huh.
Yeah, in Deauville.
It'd be really nice.
In this address, she set up her atelier, her studio, and also this apartment. A place where she used to work, dream, read, daydream, a timeless space that still inspires and symbolizes the spirit of Chanel's DNA, haute couture. Haute couture is the ultimate luxury. It is about time, freedom, imagination, audacity. This is a very special place where we invite you today to listen to the second episode of this podcast, conceived like a tailor-made conversation about haute couture. And to talk about its peculiar emotion, about the way it resonates with creativity, Chanel invited house ambassador Margaret Qualley. She is a former dancer and a talented actress who performed in Tarantino, Claire Denis or Ethan Coen's movies, among others. She already has a long history with Chanel and with haute couture. This season, she was chosen by Virginie Viard to open the Spring-Summer 2024 haute couture show dedicated to dance and movement. And she is also the heroine of The Button, the film introducing the show. We start the conversation by asking her, when did she visit Gabrielle Chanel's apartment for the first time?
Haute Couture, a podcast by Chanel.
I think the first time I ever stepped foot in Gabrielle Chanel's quasi-apartment, studio, inspiration place, if you will, was I had a tour with my sister probably like 5 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. And we got to learn about, you know, all the symbolism, the wheat and the lions, and we had someone kind of point out where everything came from, and that was special. And then just now I shot the little short for this.
The Button.
The Button, exactly, with Dave Free, Kendrick Lamar's creative partner. And so the last little bit of it takes place right here.
And when was the first time you came Rue Cambon?
First time I came to Rue Cambon, I was 16 years old.
Really?
Yes. I it was my my first fashion show. I walked in a show at 16, and this was my first go-see. It was coming to Rue Cambon.
It was in 2011, no? The first show you made was Métier d'Art, Paris-Bombay. At the time, you were like 16 or 17.
I was 16, yeah.
You were living in New York. You just stopped modeling.
I just started modeling, yeah. I remember everything about it. I remember that the hotel I was staying in the morning of the show, I got locked in the bathroom. And I had to break down the door because it like would not open. I was so nervous because I thought I was going to miss the show. But I made it on time.
Is it true that I've read in some interviews you said you didn't really know how to walk?
Well, I knew how to get from, you know, one place to another, but I didn't have to know how to walk with like style. And arguably, I still don't. But I think there's like, I think I like didn't like the attributes that go with like a successful young model didn't necessarily come naturally to me because I was like a dancer and like from the South and just was like polite and had good posture. And so I had to have some lessons on how to like blend in.
And is it true that Karl Lagerfeld teached you some, I don't know, how to slump
your
shoulders?
Yeah, he like took my shoulders and he was like encouraging them, encouraging some bad posture, which now comes much more naturally. And I guess it just happens over time. And showing me how to like put my hands in my pockets in a way that looked cool but actually didn't affect the clothes. You know, like a fake hand in pocket, like half in.
Right. Really precise gesture.
Yeah, very precise gestures that look very nonchalant.
Yeah. We were talking about the first time you came at this address, Rue Cambon. But do you remember the first time you did wear Chanel haute couture?
Yeah. I wore this beautiful black satin gown with a white belt to the Emmys.
To a 19.
Yeah, that's been right. And it was really gorgeous, like off the shoulder and really elegant and simple. One of my favorite dresses I've ever worn.
Do you remember how you felt? Is it different to wear haute couture?
Yeah, it is, honestly. Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like a princess, right? Like, you just, it's just, I mean, it's all a little surreal, you know? Very much outside of your life. It's glamorous. It also, like, you know, I'm an actress and I live in New Jersey and I spend my life, you know, doing like normal things. I have a horse and I, you know, just like I'm wearing very like utilitarian clothes a lot of my life. So then when you kind of wearing some like princess dress, it all feels really glamorous and exciting.
You went to the atelier, to visit the atelier where the...
I did. It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, the amount of care that goes into making these dresses. Once you've visited the atelier, I think you have a different appreciation just even wearing the dress, knowing...
The hours,
the precision, the whole team there. It's really, really incredible work.
Hmm. Are you really sensitive to that when you're wearing a haute couture dress, to know that so many hours have been spent to make it, that all these women are working together to make it? Yes?
Absolutely, yeah. It's magic.
And the fact that it is like unique, like a second skin, can you feel it?
You can definitely feel the care and the effort and the precision in the piece.
And then Virginie Viard chose you to be the haute couture bride.
Yeah.
In 2021. It was at Palais Galliera. Do you remember that show?
Of course, I remember it very well.
Can you tell me about it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was kind of great timing for my personal life because I just met Jack, my now husband, and I flew to Paris to be the Chanel bride, and I was like, what a perfect thing. I was like trying to woo him, if you will, and getting all dressed up in a bride and having that be like a an image that he would see was exciting for me to kind of like encourage a narrative that I wanted. And I remember in my fitting actually telling Virginie about him and that I met the love of my life and that I was like, in 2 years, will you make me a wedding dress? And it all happened.
What did she say?
She said, yes, sure, of course, Margaret. Yeah.
So it was a dream come true.
It was a dream come true. Literally, it really, really, really was. So Yeah, it was a very, it was like a good omen. It was a beautiful experience. It was, it felt like a fantasy.
And I imagine that wearing a Chanel haute couture dress for your wedding, made totally especially for you for that really special moment in your life, must have been an amazing experience.
I mean, right? It's insane. It's amazing. What the heck? I feel so lucky. It was the best day of my life, and I feel so blessed to have been able to have worn Chanel for it. And I adore that dress. I adore the little shoes that they made, the little white Mary Jane, satin Mary Janes. It was just absolutely perfect.
Mm. Have you ever experienced that in your career? I mean, to have something made especially for you. I mean, a role written for you, or a filmmaker wanting to work only with you. Or I was thinking about Claire Denis, for example,
Claire
who
Denis.
Said that she saw you in the Tarantino's movie, and she really, really wanted you for Stars at Noon.
Yeah.
So is it a special feeling to be chosen like this, you know?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. With Claire, I just adore Claire, and I love her films, and being a part of her, like, you know, cinema world is like such an honor to me. And I learned so much from her.
Yeah, you were playing that journalist that was lost in Nicaragua.
Yes, Stars at Noon.
And
yeah.
Trying to escape.
Yes.
Desperately.
But yeah.
That was a great movie.
Thank you.
And there was also a song written, like Lana Del Rey. She made a song called Margaret, no?
She's the best. I love Lana. I don't know what I'd do without Lana. She changed everything for me. Like, the way that she looks at the world, the way that she does it. I'm so lucky to have her as a friend. Mm. And I cannot believe, I love that song so much.
Let's talk about a bit about freedom, about creativity. Like, haute couture is also about freedom and imagination. It's like a laboratory. It's a place where that allows every dream, every creative audacity to be made real. Did you have to learn that, like, to become a good actress? You had to find a freedom to allow yourself to do certain things, certain gestures, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think I'm a people pleaser. And I think that, like, if I know what someone wants from me, sometimes it can be pretty easy for me to give it over. Yeah.
But did you feel at ease from the start? On the set?
From the start. No, I didn't feel at ease from the start, but I felt like motivated, and like I would, like, you know, I would do it, you know. I felt like a little go-getter.
When did you stop wanting to be a dancer?
Well, I think probably a lot of different reasons, but the kind of dance I love to do, it's like there wasn't exactly like a career path that available for it that I could see. So I tried to do more ballet, because that, like, the ballet world, you can have a really kind of beautiful career, and like I wanted to have like be in a contemporary ballet company or something. But I actually didn't love doing ballet that much. Like, I liked like the kind of dancing I did. Like, I grew up in North Carolina, and I was a little late in the game, and my technique wasn't perfect, and I could have gotten away with it, but I never would have been the best, and I never would, you know what I mean, it would have been really hard. And I was in New York like training, and I kind of just like fell in love with being in New York, and I think it opened up my world and like the realm of possibilities for me. And then I don't know, it's been like a circuitous route to kind of making my dance dreams come true, because having put a pause on dance, or like I felt like I was quitting, but I wasn't quitting, and started acting, and I've been able to dance with people I wouldn't have been able to dance with, you know, like playing Anne Reiking and Fosse Verdon, and getting to learn from, you know, the other day released a video that I made for Jack.
Oh, really?
He made a song called Tiny Moves, and I made up a dance to it, and directed it with my friend Alex Lockett. But I feel like the dance world has been friendlier to me now that I'm an actress. And,
so that's good.
Yeah, exactly. I like bought my way into it or something. Haute Couture. Chanel.
So where are we going now?
Well, now we're in, it's like the living room of the apartment.
Exactly.
And there's a beautiful chandelier.
Yeah.
With all of these ornate pieces in it. Kind of violet and white crystals. There's like cast iron five legs to the chandelier.
How would you describe that room?
It feels kind of like a library because there's all these beautiful hard copied, like leather bound books and dark wooden shelves, and then there's this beautiful, like very deep set couch.
Yes.
Darker beige.
She used to sit here a lot to talk with friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a nice couch. We actually, we just shot in here the other day for the button. This is where all the buttons were. And this is where I tear off my button and where I leave my button.
Here?
Yes, on the desk. Right over here.
Okay.
By the window.
Yeah.
Place the jacket on a hook that was right here.
Hmm. Is there an object that you particularly like in that room, or...?
Oh, why? Because I get to take it home?
I'm not sure, but okay. We can ask.
Yeah, let's see. What's my favorite? Mm.
It's been a long time. You share a long story with Chanel, more than 10 years now. We said Virginie Viard chose you to be the haute couture bride, and now she chose you to be the heroine of the film The Button. That was conceived to introduce the show, and you're also opening the haute couture show. I said the show is dedicated to movement and dance. I think you just made the fittings with Virginie Viard. What are you wearing?
It's amazing. It's so cool. It's the jacket that I shot the video in, that beautiful white classic tweed Chanel jacket. Uh-huh. And then it's paired with these like thick white tights with a little bit of shine to them and a short little spandex dress and high black heels and a black bow and a white collar that kind of drapes over the jacket. It's a very cool look. Amazing.
And are you talking with Virginie about the way you're going to wear it?
When I just went to go try on my outfit for the show, she's the one passing me the slip. You know what I mean? She's involved in every single step of this process in a very hands-on specific way. You know, it's all coming from her. And I think she's just like so elegant and kind and cool and talented.
She is a woman creating for other women to make them feel free. And
yeah, but it seems like she's doing like in all parts of her life. You know, she's just kind of like operating in a really beautiful way.
Mm. And does it make a difference for you that it's a woman creating or not?
Of course, yeah.
Yes?
A woman knows things that only women know. You know what I mean? Like someone can be having a conversation and then there's another woman in the room and you both just kind of like, you don't have to say anything. You both just know that you're thinking the same thing.
So you're the heroine of that new movie, The Button, conceived, as I said, as an introduction of the show. And you shot it there in the apartment. You are a young woman and who inherited that jacket from her grandmother. And one button is missing. So you want to travel to meet that her designer, because she wants the button to be replaced.
I'm arriving at the apartment, jacket in hand, to meet the head designer.
Yes.
And
played
she imparts
by Anna Mugdalis.
Yes, exactly. Yes. She's fantastic. And she imparts some wisdom on me, which is that beauty is in the imperfection of time.
And how did you understand that sentence?
I don't know. I mean, I guess for me, like, it's, I know I'm young. I know I'm a young woman, but at the same time, I'm almost 30. And I think, like, especially if you're an actress, like, 30 seems older than if you're in a different field. Hmm. I feel like I know myself so much better now, you know? I think actually my whole life is so much easier now. I'm way happier at this point in my life than I've ever been before. Not that I've got it all sorted out. Like, there's lots of sorting to be done. I think I'll be, like, endlessly trying to figure it all out. But at the same time, I have figured out more than I had yesterday. And I don't know. I think it's getting easier. I think, like, I think time can actually be really generous. I think that, so beauty is in the imperfections of time. I think that the jacket's better after being worn. The jacket's better after my grandma wore it and my mom wore it, and now I'm wearing it.
In that movie, there is transmission is really important. It's also a symbol about what can cross time, mm-hmm. emotions. Are you sensitive to that?
Absolutely, yeah. It's amazing when something's been really well taken care of, you know? It's something that's being preserved in some way. The care that the person had to take in order to make sure that it's still okay, that's precious.
Do you have in your life some objects like that that are really precious to you, that that were given to you maybe? Or
sure, yes. Yeah. My mom gave me a pair of earrings for my wedding. Hmm. Those are precious. I've been wearing them like kind of all the time, which I'm not saving them for a special occasion because I just love them.
So what is precious?
They're really sweet. They're delicate, and I felt seen, right? A gift is always great if my wedding ring, too. Like, I felt very seen. I didn't help Jack at all. He just picked it out. And he picked it out here in Paris at this little, antique jewelry store nearby. Mm. But, when you give someone no direction and they're choosing something that they think suits you and you agree, it's a sweet feeling.
Haute couture. Chanel.
It's a dining room.
Classic table.
Yes.
Oh, I love these. I have some of these in my house. Probably not as nice.
What are they?
Certainly not as nice. But the seashell ashtray.
You love them?
I love them. I like putting little incense in them.
She used to spend a lot of nights here with friends.
Yeah.
Close friends.
Yeah.
She mixed a lot of people. She used to love that.
Yeah. Mm. No, this would be really nice. That'd be a fun dinner. What would you call this? Like a parlor or something? I don't know. What's the word for this room?
Bureau.
Bureau?
Yes. How does it look like?
It's got more of the Chinese. What do you
screens?
Call screens?
Okay. Yes, like a screens.
And
it's like a postcard. It's a city near the sea in
it's
China.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And there is a secret door.
There
is. Yeah.
Where does it go?
It goes to the kitchen. It used to.
Is it open? No, it's not open. It's not allowed. Okay. That's a cool.
As you said, you're still young, but you've made a lot of things in your life already. You've started to work really early. You wanted to become independent, I imagine, really, really early. You dance, you are a model, you're an actress, you got married, as you said.
I've had the feeling of, like, go, 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 like running uphill for a while, right? One movie leads to the next movie leads to the next movie, and you're always kind of, like, planning the next thing or looking a little bit ahead of you. So I was really just, like, going for it. But it's I also felt like I'd worked so hard to get to that point, right? Because yes. for a long time, you're like, these are the job, these are my dream jobs.
Would you change a lot of things if you could or not?
No, I mean, I wouldn't. I wouldn't change anything because I think that, you know, one thing leads to the next and I learned so many lessons.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, of course, there's things that, like, would be tempting to do differently, certainly.
Yeah. Maybe time did learn you something about
yourself? Yeah, I had to learn it, you know. I definitely had to learn it all in order to have the perspective that I would have done it differently so that I can do it differently now.
Hmm. What couture is, like, the most ultimate luxury. Mm-hmm. What is luxury? Can be metaphorically, but what is luxury that you did offer to yourself?
You know, I think it's funny because we were just talking about this, but time, like, I think giving yourself time every day just for yourself is it, that's true luxury, right? I mean, some people literally cannot afford to do that. And if you can, I think taking the time for yourself can change everything.
Is it important that some things, it may be time, only belongs to you?
Of course, yeah.
What does only belong to you, for example?
I have a space that's just my little space.
Really?
Like, yeah. I've got like a little studio. It's nothing like this.
Don't
tell
me.
It's actually kind of the opposite. It's like, it's all white. It's a white room in my house. It's has like a couple of big windows, which is really nice, and like a wooden floor, and that's it.
And what are you doing in that place?
And it's some plants. It has lots of plants. I'm doing kind of everything in that place. Like I keep that room. I keep that room like 5 degrees hotter than the rest of the apartment. My Jack likes it like cold and I like it hot, so I have my little hot room. My little white hot room. And I read, I dance, I stretch, I talk on the phone, I journal. I do everything in that little room.
And to finish with Margaret, what is freedom for you?
What is freedom for me? I think freedom is really like hand in hand with honesty, right? Like, because so many people are put in a position where they can't really be honest. And if you have the ability, you know, within yourself, within the world, to be honest, then you're totally free.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you.